Blind Cool Tech, March 8, 2005.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, Larry Skuchkon.
How you doing? Or is this March 9th? I'm Larry Skuchkon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. A couple things I want to talk to you about today. I'm really bad about saying I'm going to talk about something and then not doing it. I think it was Don that put a message that it's a little aggravating that I say we're going to talk about aardvarks today, and you really get all interested in aardvarks, and then I never mention aardvarks again. But what I'm planning on talking about today is a couple of ideas that have come up on the Blind Cool Tech list, and some ideas about organizing Blind Cool Tech. Let's see, I'm going to get my raincoat. Brought it in this morning thinking it was going to be raining this afternoon, but it's not. So I'm going to put it in my bag. Hey, Big R, you got time to run through the features of 302 right quick? Just real fast? Huh?
Any kind of a drive-by mode, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The main thing is the status bar. The fully customizable status bar where you can turn the items on and off if you don't like.
And rearrange them.
And rearrange them in the order you prefer. And we also have a couple more things. You can, when you do the find largest peak, previous or next, it will put the actual value on the peak meter so you can see what the level is without having to scoot around and look for it yourself. Let's see. What else do we have in this one? I rearranged, this isn't in the what's new, this is like a benefit, a side bonus here. I rearranged the fade page so that the fade and out type fade is at the top, which is usually what you need to change frequently, so it's a little more convenient to get to. And once you change it, you're going to be on that page the next time you go back into settings dialog, so it's real handy.
Okay, cool. And it's up there available, ready for you, any USR owners to grab?
Oh, the other cool thing. It puts the word busy in the title bar when you're doing background processing on Windows, so you don't have to try to guess whether that window is still processing or not.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty neat.
All right, have a good evening, man. Let's see, we're getting ready to get out of here. So, let me check something right quick here. Okay. All right. Shut off the radio. Talked with Lynette and Hope today. That was kind of fun. Rob and I were in here working on the manual.
Oh, God, now we can't. Well. Now we have to be good, though.
We have to be really good, good people.
No, go ahead and act up.
Okay.
We'll all act up.
I know, right, Hope? Who's he talking to here?
Shouldn't have said that. Are we recording yet?
Yeah.
Larry?
Oh, cool.
Okay, so
this is Lynette Tatum.
And this is Hope Povenmire.
Larry Skuchkon.
Rob Meredith.
We're all here on a Skype conference, and I'm sure this will pick up in the recording, but the quality is just outstanding. It's like you guys are in the room with us.
I'm telling you, I could pinch you.
It's amazing.
Oh, Lynette, quit that. What's with your pension?
Yeah, Lynette, what are you thinking?
I have good aim.
You do, all the way from New York.
You know how we New Yorkers are, Larry.
That's a pinch with attitude, huh?
That's right. How's the weather there?
It's starting to rain, but it's warm. It's beautiful.
You know, when you said it was in, what did you say, 70 or something? Or close to 70, I was drooling.
Yeah, I'm it's supposed sick. To be tomorrow, too.
Oh, just brag on, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real
wow.
nice.
Wow. Now, nice. Did I get this wrong? Wasn't it you, Rob, who... Aren't you the mystery person?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
It turned,
are you
it,
or no?
Okay, I guess we might as well tell the world.
Really?
You bring an interesting topic up here for a... since we're recording this. I wasn't sure how we were going to get the word out, but yeah, that was actually me.
That was my first guess, and I went, no, it's probably not. But I'm thinking, it's got to be Rob, because first of all, Rob just did this studio recorder podcast about mixing and more, and then it was just saying, like, layered thing, and it was just...
But I have to tell you, I keep that mix right on my my desktop, actually.
Really?
I'll be done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because, you know, I have to remember these things somehow.
So what's the story Shucks. On the secret?
The part that's a little bit more interesting than who it is what it is. I don't know if you guys could tell or not. That's there's no actual percussion instruments there. It's a bunch of miscellaneous containers like ocean spray, juice jugs, and seal test milk gallons, and
wow,
and a couple of Coke bottles and some buttermilk bottles, and just I keep these things around because they sound so good in the kitchen, the nice echoey kitchen, and I just recorded it one day. There's like five different things in that mix.
That is cool.
And I didn't really. I see. I haven't really been following too closely to the whole Blind Cool Tech thing, and so I sent mine in when I heard that we weren't going to introduce them. And that's why it became so mysterious. I mean, I really didn't intend to be mysterious.
Well, but it definitely added something. That was really cool.
It was.
I got a real kick out of it because I didn't know, you know, I figured he was talking about me, but I...
I still think Larry should have pounded out the code.
There you go! Yep. Exactly!
So that was neat talking with them. I know there's been some talk about doing a... conference, and that'd be kind of fun. Maybe set up on a weekend or something where people could come in and out. Oops. This group wise is so slow. I do have an excessive number of messages, though, I will say that. We are using, by the way, the MicroTrack recorder with the innovative specialist microphones. I think these microphones are better at picking up my voice. They don't provide quite the good stereo separation that the earlier binaural mics did. But those those don't really work well with this MicroTrack. They seem to pick up, like I mentioned before, this low rumble with each step you take, so I had to kind of watch out for those. They seem to do all right if you've got the windscreens on. And speaking of that, I must apologize for that chaos the other day with the Olympus. I should have... Well, I did try to find the windscreens, but it was early in the morning, and I couldn't put my hands on them. So I tried it without him. I knew right away it wasn't going to be a good one. I probably should have just ditched it. Because I suspect most of y'all dropped out on that one anyway. It was hard to hear. We've got some really funny and good podcasts coming up in the next day or two. I've got a bunch of them in the wings here. I hope I can get a few of them out tonight. Liz and I are supposed to go to a movie tonight. So as soon as I get home, I'm going to get out as many as I can, and then I'm going to get up at, I hope, 4, maybe even 3:30 in the morning and try to get most of the rest of them up before I leave for work tomorrow morning. Which brings up one of the topics I wanted to talk about, which is how to organize and manage the amount of material that's coming in here. And this is a good thing. Believe me, don't stop sending material, because the more the better. I cannot express to you enough how much I'm personally learning from this, and I know others are too. I get a lot of emails about, oh man, this has changed my life, and I can see where it would. Shut my window there. Gonna head on out. Come on, little buddy. I'm walking with my guide dog, by the way. Jake. We'll see you gentlemen tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You too. I mentioned on the Hey. Oh, that's me. I thought somebody was walking behind me. It's my backpack. We're heading down.
Can't meet you? Girl, me and you ain't never been in one, have we? Oh, ain't that a wizard, girl?
I don't know who that was. Yeah, I mentioned about these shoes I got called Crocs, C-R-O-C-S. Good boy. They are unbelievable. I've been wearing them since Monday, and it really is like walking on air. I'm totally impressed. And they're really going to be nice in summer. They're, some people would call them ugly. They're certainly distinctive. They have holes in them. Kind of reminds you of the Crocs, maybe, as the nostrils of the crocodiles with these holes kind of remind you of. Yeah, let's go out that way, little buddy. Yep, another day. Well done. At least for you, anyway, huh?
I don't know.
What piece of paper?
No, you know, the one.
Oh, that one.
That one.
Want the paycheck on it, huh?
You know, I don't know, and she was the only one. I'm just very excited.
Y'all have a good evening. Good boy, little buddy. It feels like it could rain any moment. But I have my bright yellow raincoat and rain hat in my backpack. Oh, it is drizzling a little bit. So I'm ready. There's a TARC 3 bus over there in the driveway waiting to pick people up. All right, little buddy. So let's go home and post some podcasts, Jakey. We are, by the way, in Louisville, Kentucky, if this is your first time listening to Blind Cool Tech. Good doggy. Jake paused at the stairs for me there to show me that we were going down. That's one of the questions, good boy, took a left, that Debbie brought up on the list is, you know, for those of you that are self-training your guide dogs, you know, how do you teach them that part without killing yourself? And there's a lot of different ways people do that, too. I know at the Seeing Eye, they teach the dogs to actually stop on an upstep or an up curb. And all of my dogs, I've untaught that behavior. I find it enough for them to put their front paws up on the curb or the step and just keep going. And, you know, that's my that's my cue to raise my foot up too and step on up there. Man, it is gorgeous out here. Little bit of wind, but nothing like it was the other morning. Yeah, that was a bad recording. I'm afraid I might have given the Olympus a bad chance there. Because it's really not that bad a recorder as that made it sound. I'll do another one with the Olympus soon. And give you some ideas about its capabilities. Well, I have done several of them. I hope that wind's not getting into these microphones. My little buddy. My little buddy. No, these shoes, I just cannot get over them. It's, last night I went bowling and I really hated to take them off to put the bowling shoes on. It's something else. And I can see this summer, you know, wearing these without socks is going to be no problem. They seem to be nice and cool. Lots of airflow through them. And like I say, it's the next best thing to being barefoot. I really feel like I'm walking around in my house shoes. Or barefoot. We're getting a little bit of rain now. A little sprinkling. So, on organization, once again, of Blind Cool Tech, there's several things that need to be done. And before I even say any more, let me preface this by stating I'm in no way complaining, okay? I couldn't be happier with all of the submissions. I mean, this is what is making Blind Cool Tech. So this is putting the cool in Blind Cool Tech. But I've got to find a way to streamline the process of getting this stuff up there. And the reason I say I need to find a way to streamline it is because the process of getting these things posted is pretty well consuming any resemblance of any spare time that I've ever had. And I would really prefer to devote my efforts towards some more innovative directions in not only the recording but the technology itself, and to do some experimentation with some other technologies. So some of the things I've actually got in mind are that wind's pretty strong there. I'll bet that's not coming through too good. You know, we've talked about this before. All this information, the more we get, you know, it's going to become a little bit difficult for someone to come on there and find something. It already is. So, you know, I think the key to these things are good descriptions and categorization. Okay, so for instance, if you went on to the Blind Cool Tech website, and there was, for instance, a combo box with categories like career profiles, sound scene tours, software reviews, games, fun sounds. Speaking of which, you guys are going to laugh. I want to go ahead and put these two that I believe it was Gary O'Donohue sent in. But at least it sounds like his voice. I need to check the ID3 tags. These are good, though. I'd love to make a whole show of things like this. This is along the lines of the guitar run over cast that Jim Gammon did.
Welcome on Frankfort Avenue.
Good boy, little buddy. Just gave Jakey the signal to go, and he shoots out of there like a rocket. Like a racehorse, I should say, since we're in Louisville. You're a good doggy, little buddy. You're a good doggy. Man, I feel like I am walking on air. Ooh, I want to bounce. And man, do I get the comments on these shows? They are distinctive, let's put it that way. But I've never been one to be too self-conscious. I think Keith at work thinks I'm kind of nuts for being willing to walk down the street and talk to myself, especially with these microphones sticking straight out to the sides. They really look funny. They're not. I've got them positioned forward now. You can probably hear that wall on the right there as we go by. I do have these on the correct ears, too. I marked the right ear with some duct tape. Duct tape's good for anything, isn't it? So anyway, you get the categories, and of course one of the categories would be all, so you could just go through it kind of the way it is right now. But the descriptions need to be better too, and sometimes I get in a hurry and I just write, you know, demonstrates this audio game, blah blah blah. There really needs to be links on there, a little more in-depth description. And like I say, the categorization. So what I would like to do to start with, now this is, so far we're still ignoring the whole frequently asked questions page issues. This is just strictly the website. So what I would like to do, and I might have mentioned this before, is put, instead of having you go to the FTP site to drop your files off when you want to make a submission to Blind Cool Tech, you would just activate an upload link. So we'd have a link on the website that would say upload file. And that would open up a page that had a place for you to type in your file name and a browse button so it could go over there and find it on your PC too. Good boy, little buddy. Let Jake take a break here. That's it, little buddy. The bus stopped at the railroad track. That's a law here. Actually, I think it is everywhere. So you would pick this upload link and you'd have this form, and you could upload your file, and in the form too, it'd be nice if you could do this so that while it's uploading they could fill out the rest of this information, but and that reminds me, let me talk to you guys about user interfaces too as soon as I finish this thought. Alright, little buddy, you ready? Let's do it. Good doggy. can't get over these shoes. Okay. So, once you upload your file, if the page sees that you don't have any ID3 tags in your file, a form will be there for you to specify your name, as it will appear for the owner and author of the podcast. The title that should appear, the description, and anything else you want to put in there. Now, if the file actually had all this already in the ID3 tag, it would just go ahead and take it, and you'd be done. If it didn't, and you knew it didn't, it'd be kind of nice to be able to fill in that form while it was uploading, so you wouldn't have to wait for the whole thing and then fill it out later. Because, you know, when you have a long process like that, it's not good interface practice to make the user wait through the whole thing to continue the process at the end. So we try to get around that little issue. Now, what had happened with these files once they were submitted and uploaded, I should say, is they would go into a queue, and some editor would review the file to make sure it played and it was all there. And to do any editing on the description that was required. Because I don't know if you have noticed this or not, but on Blind Cool Tech, we really have tried to make the information not only friendly and blind friendly, but pleasant to read. So you'll notice, for instance, it might say, if you're reading the web page, Neil Ewers, 3-7-2006. It'll say, making music with the Kurzweil keyboard, 3-7-2006, Neil Ewers. And then we continue the sentence, explains how to make music on the Kurzweil keyboard. So if you're reading, you know, you don't have a bunch of crap to wade through. And if you tab, you'll just go straight from title to title, with links in between. Now, the thing is, if you're gonna do categories, there would have to be one additional piece of information in there listed out. Unless you listed it out by a specific category, then you could eliminate that part. And that's one of the things I do not like about the WordPress software. Too much junk for the user to wade through. Okay, let's catch a good recording of a train. We'll just go ahead and walk. He seems to be a ways off still. So, we'll just go ahead and talk to him. So this editor would make sure we were using active voice, present tense, where possible, and make the information succinct and relevant. Yeah, that's a pretty quiet train. what's gonna be required for this, in order for this to happen, is that we're gonna need to do some PHP scripting to get the uploads going. And I've already mentioned we're gonna have to do some major reorganization with archiving, because I know for a fact that FeedBurner has a 256K limit on the size of an RSS feed, which is enough. It's usually plenty. So probably the way we'll have these organized, I was kind of hoping we could, you know, make each year fit into a feed, but I'm not sure that, I think we're going to go over our limit before we hit our year. We're well over halfway there now. I'm just guessing, but I'm thinking the RSS feed is 180K now. And see, that would be the advantage of going to something like WordPress. It automatically creates archives by month, I believe it is. And you can probably go in there and change that. So, we've got to do something like that. And I'd love to do that. I just can't do. I don't have time to do it right now. So, as I mentioned last time, what I am considering doing, and please let me know if this sounds too cheesy or too commercial. Good boy. That's my buddy. I'm thinking about putting like a PayPal button up, so that, you know, if you find Blind Cool Tech valuable and you'd like to contribute some money, well, fine. You know, if you want to give $1, $2, $20, whatever. And really, just do it for what you've already listened to. And, you know, there's not going to be any kind of harping or pleading for money or anything. This is just going to be driven by, if there's enough interest and it generates any kind of cash at all, we'll sink it back into the project. Maybe even hire some people. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. I will definitely continue doing it. I really enjoy doing it. And I especially enjoy listening to all these great casts that you guys are sending in. I am so, so impressed with the knowledge and the skill level of you people. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, the cast that Megan Kelly did on LiveJournal, I got a lot out of that. I never had bothered to go check out LiveJournal. It's just something I think blogs are not really, I think they are more appealing to the set that's a little bit younger than perhaps I am. I'm not old by any means. I'm 48. But it was just something that never really sparked my interest enough to go check into. But she walked us through creating an account, making a blog entry. It was awesome. Love it. And this whole thing with these funny sounds or cool recordings, I can't get enough of that stuff. That is, you guys are going to love these too. Hey boy, little buddy. Hey. So, anyway, I'm going to maybe get some reaction from you guys about this, because I don't really want to make this commercial. I don't even really particularly want to make it a full-time thing. But I do want to keep expanding it, kind of pushing on the edges a little, seeing where we can make it grow and see what kind of influence we can have with it. Someone mentioned the other day that, you know, sometimes there are some issues that it's worth testing the limits of the current legislation to affect a change. And I subscribe to that wholeheartedly. I think one has to be very careful about the issues you pick. If I haven't mentioned it, by the way, lately, please go to blindwebaccess.com and sign the visual word verification Google petition. Someone asked where this actually presents a problem, and it's just about anything except the search in Google. So go in and try to create a Gmail account, as Jeff suggested. Whoa. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. Good doggy. And, you know, the thing is, it's not that hard to make those accessible. I just don't think they're paying attention to us. I noticed Ray Foray has been asking about how to get your show notes to show up on your own podcast when you right click in Juice and then pick show notes off the context menu. You know, I don't know how. I could have swore it was just what was in the description part of the RSS tag. So, Ray, you may want to just load up that your RSS file, the XML file, and just look through there and see if the software you're using to created is actually putting your I guess it would be your blog entries would be the text of your show notes. See if it's actually putting that in your RSS feed, or, you know, just looking there to see if that information exists in the feed. Because I know I'm certainly I'm certainly not doing anything special to support that feature. You got a good dog, Jake. I decided I'm going to name my next dog Snarf. I love that word. I think Microsoft is coming out with some new software named Snarf. It's something about a social network, something or another. All right, I guess we can go. Good boy. Good doggy. Just crossed Bailey Avenue there. You can tell by the accessible signal. Hey, you guys, let me ask y'all something. We've had some good information on the list about containers. And I'm definitely going to check out these lockwalks that I believe is Phil brought up on the list. But here's one I'm looking for. I've probably mentioned it way too many times in this list, but you guys are such a tremendous resource that I'm going to ask again. What I am looking for is a very small, good-looking backpack. So it's got to be big enough to hold a notebook computer, a small notebook, but that's about as big as I want it. Because it needs to be something that you can have with you all the time without having to lug around a giant backpack with you and lots of weight. I mean, I just want to keep, you know, a few CDs in there and maybe a recorder and some microphones. A few little odds and ends. All right, yeah, basically a purse, okay? I actually saw one at Kohl's this weekend that was an odd-shaped bag-slash-satchel type of thing. And let me see if I can describe it to you. I almost bought it because it was so cool. Ooh, what a smell that is. Something that scents. What about a dirty dumpster? Rotten. Yuck. Sometimes I wish I wasn't so sensitive to smells. I'm gonna get back to this bag thing in just a minute, but you guys ever notice, like, if you go to a restaurant and your waitress is wearing so much perfume that the taste of it comes out on your plate? To me, that is a major turn-off, even if it's good perfume, you know. Let's apply the stuff lightly. Okay, this satchel went over your shoulder, you know, and your head. So you say it ended up on your left side where the bag was. Well, the strap went over your right shoulder. And it came apart. It was just Velcroed together. So it had been easy to get on and off. And it was a wide strap. And in the front of it was a flap for your cell phone. And there was also a place, I'm not sure if it was coming, I can't remember if it was in the strap or not, but it looked like a place for your MP3 player. And it actually had a hole coming out of it so you can wear your earphones or your earbuds. But the thing was kind of triangle shaped. And if it had just been a little wider on the one narrow end, I think it would have been able to hold a notebook computer, but it wasn't. But that's close to what I'm after. I think, would prefer one that went over your back, but I'd consider this over the shoulder thing. In fact, I don't know why not. My main concern is keeping your hands free. Alright, we're going out into the street here, walking next to the traffic, because they are doing construction on this block. I ran into these guys the other morning. There were some people out here early, and I stopped and asked them what was going on, and apparently they're building an apartment building here, three-story apartment building, and this is right next to what was a pretty upscale restaurant called Dietrich's. And Dietrich's was kind of interesting in itself because it used to be a movie theater. I want to say the Vogue, but that's not right. So it was kind of a neat restaurant. And it's kind of interesting too that it's, you know, there was a movie theater right here in the neighborhood. Probably, a block from the library. I know back in the early 70s, I think someone was telling me it turned into a skin flick kind of place for a while before, I don't know if the neighborhood drove them out or just wasn't any business or what, but glad that's not here anymore. That sort of establishment has a tendency to bring a neighborhood down a little bit. Anyway, this this ideal bag. You know, I've almost got it right here with this little cheapo freebie I got from CSUN a few years ago. It's basically just a flat nylon bag with a zipper compartment on the back part of it, and then in the top where you put stuff in is like a, it's like a drawstring, except somebody coming up jogging behind us. Sure, how y'all doing? Great. Well, thank you.
On your left.
All right, go for
I'm
it.
Lagging.
You better hurry. Have you guys ever jogged with your dog? I have. I don't think I would do it on this sidewalk, but when I lived in Little Rock, I lived pretty close to MacArthur Park, which I think is one of the larger parks in the country that's, you know, in a metropolitan area. And this park had trails in it. See, we could run a little bit right here, huh, buddy? There we go. See, the dog doesn't mind. And you don't want to go out right. You're just kind of jogging along. Probably making some bad noises. Ooh, I can feel the breeze through my shoes. All right. Good boy, little buddy. But over there, it was nice because the sidewalk, the path was nice and wide, and you knew there weren't going to be driveways and sidewalks that stick up a little and too many people. Because I think if I were somebody meeting me on the sidewalk in this 250-pound, 6'4". Massive dude with a dog came running towards me, I think I'd have to make plans to find a different way to go. Good boy, little buddy. See, like right there was a step down. And jogging, I'm sure it would be all right. It's just that why worry about that stuff? I know some people have jogged with partners, like with some kind of rope or cord tethering them together. And I've tried that too. It's all right. Good boy. We're crossing Grinstead. That's my buddy. Good doggy. There you go. Well, let's see. What else have we got on our little agenda for today? Well, I know this is, we're not going to get to fully explore this topic, but I've got to bring it up. How do blind people meet their partners? You know, I've always, since I've been blind, well, I never really needed to look for a partner before, because I was married when I lost my sight. But since I've been divorced, I've not really gone out and looked for a partner. It seems like most of them have, well, I shouldn't say most of them. How about potential partners have really come to me, but it, you know, we're not in a situation where we can go into a bar, for instance, which is not the ideal place to meet someone, granted, but you know, you can't catch a person's eye or go over and get a phone number or whatever, or start a conversation. Maybe these Bluetooth social networks would be a little more conducive for us. Someone was mentioning that there is a blind dating thing on the internet. Don't know about that. But if there is, I'll try to get that. The details of that. All right, we are home, so it's kind of our self-imposed time limit. Good doggy. Hey, Fredsters. How are you, buddy? He's my good Fredsters. Yes, he is. He's my good Fredsters. There you go, Jakers. That was a good walk.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our comment line is 206-984-9203.
Do-do-do-do.